to say for sure it's also, that's when you have the pekak, when you have the stick, that you stop up the hole in the roof. That's because you may leave it there loylem. You may be mevatlet there. So that's worse. There it's a shayla, maybe it's called a binyan. Maybe it's called like your building. But here, this curtain or this mat that you want to throw on top, you don't want to leave it there. You just want to leave it there just not to make the shade. But afterwards, for sure, you'll take it away. So maybe here it's not called the binyan. It's not there with the building on Shabbos. So maybe it should be mutter. But since Rav Leder didn't know, he didn't want to say. Or at least he didn't hear from his Rebbe. He didn't want to answer. Tatana Rabbonin. Maisa Rebbe Leder Sheshavas Beglil Elyon. He was once living there. V'shalu Shleishim Halochas Bilchas Sukkah. The Talmidim there asked him 30 different questions about Hilchas Sukkah. Shtei Nesrei Omalem. 12 of them he said back to them, Shemati, I heard over, I'll tell you the Halacha. Shemayna Esar Omalem Lo Shemati. 18 questions that I didn't hear. Just the opposite. That Shemayna Esar Omalem Shemati. Shtei Nesrei Omalem Lo Shemati. On 18 he said, no, I didn't hear. Omru Lois, I said back to him, Kol Devrecha Eni Melo Pi Hashmua. Like everything you say is only what your Rebbe said. Like say something from your own. So what if you didn't hear? Answer it back yourself. Omalehem, Reb Lezi answered back to them, His kartuni lay medover so shemati v'rabbeisai. You want me to say over something that I did not hear from my Rebbe? You should know, he talks about himself, Reb Lezi, that miyomai for my lifetime like kadamni odim v'beis ha-medrash. Nobody ever beat me, was there before me in the beis ha-medrash. V'lo yoshanti v'beis ha-medrash lo shinas kvav lo shinas harai. I never slept in the beis ha-medrash, not a temporary sleeping, not a permanent sleeping. V'lo yanachti odim v'beis ha-medrash v'yotsosi. Whenever I left, there's nobody else left in the Beis HaMedrash. Always make sure like I was the last one out. I never spoke some words like for no purpose. Like some talk. Everything he spoke was always in learning or for purpose. And I never said anything that I did not hear from my Rebbe. And his Rebbe was Rabbi Yechiel Metzakeh. We'll soon see the next tomorrow. We'll see it the next tape. That he learned this midah from Yechiel Metzakeh. If Yechiel Metzakeh had the same midah also, he never said over anything, only something he heard from his Rebbe. So that's the same way he also wanted to be. And that's the way he was.
We'll start opening a little bit from the Chof Ches holding. Start opening a little on top a little bit. So Shofar HaShalom was Rebbe Lezer, said that he never said over anything unless he heard it from his Rebbe. So they asked him, the Talmidim, that they came to a place and they asked him 30 questions about Hilchas Sukkah. So he says 18 he answered and 22 he didn't answer. So then the Talmidim asked him, tell us already. So he said, his kakuni, leima dobe shashmati thi rabbeisai, miyomai, Rebbe Lezer said about himself, miyomai, lekidamni, odam, the Beis HaMedrash, nobody ever beat me to the Beis HaMedrash, v'lo yashanti the Beis HaMedrash, I never slept in the Beis HaMedrash, le shinas kvav, le shinas arai, not a small nap and not a long nap, v'lo hinachti odam, the Beis HaMedrash v'yotsosi, I never left the Beis HaMedrash and somebody else was there. as he was the first one to come and the last one to leave. I never spoke Stam Dvorim B'Telem. Stam things that are not important, he never spoke about. This is equally what he wants to prove. He never said over anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe from ever. So that's why he said, don't bother me, I can't say over something I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Omer Olov, so they said about his own Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was Rabbi Lez's Rebbe. So Rabbi Lez like was taken after his own Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So they said about Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai that Miyoma, from his whole lifetime, Loisach Sichas Chulun. Also, he never spoke Stam Dvorim B'Telem. He never spoke things that weren't important. V'loiholach Dalal Damas B'loi Torah. He never walked Dalal Damas without learning Torah. Whenever he went, whenever he was doing, he was always learning Torah. So Rashi says, B'loi Torah means, B'loi Girsa. Shayahurlach V'shein Atomid. Wherever he was walking, he was always learning also. Or V'loi Tfilun. He never walked without Tfilun either. His Tfilun is also helping you learn Torah. Matiyot Torah Hashem B'Ficha, the Pasuk says about Tfilun, that wearing Tfilun also helps you to learn Torah. Like all these things really were mindless in learning Torah. For like Kodmu Adam Beis HaMedrash. Nobody ever beat him in the morning to the Beis HaMedrash. For like Yoshin Beis HaMedrash, he never slept in the Beis HaMedrash. Leishinas Kvav, Leishinas Arvai. Not a long sleep and not a short sleep. It's as Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, and he was always learning, he wasn't sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash. For like Hira B'Mavoyis HaMatunofis. If he walked in the street, and it was a side street, an alleyway, that Matanofis had shmutz there, had things that you're not allowed to talk and learning then. So he wasn't Mahar Reed, he didn't think in learning then. And it's not covered at Torah, you're not allowed to learn when there's shmutz tzoya there on the ground. So he came to Mavoyis HaMatanofis, he didn't learn there. He never left the Beis HaMedrash, and somebody else was there. Nobody ever found the Yechon HaZakai Stam sitting down. He was always sitting and learning Torah. He was the one that always opened the door for the Talmidim to come in. Either al tzanivis, not him mavato the other Talmidim from learning, or that they shouldn't have a machlekes, who should get up and open the door. He himself went to open the door. As even Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai never said over a psak halacha unless he heard it over from his Rebbe. As even though Svaris, when he's learning, he said over by himself, or for a psak halacha, people should ask him, he only said over what he heard from his Rebbe. For Loi Omar, and he never said Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, he gie eis lamen v'veis ha-medrish, it comes the time, like it's early now, I have to leave the Veis ha-medrish, he never said that. That he always stayed there late. Chutz mi'arvei psochim, ha-chutz m'arvei Pesach, v'arvei Yom HaKippurim. An Erev Yom Kippur. These 2 days he went home early, so an Erev Yom Kippur, an Erev Pesach, Rashi says, b'fnei asiyas psochim, in order to make the Korban Pesach, or else to make the Seder, prepare the Seder, b'fnei atinoikos, shlo yishnu, or else the Gemara, kach mefurish for psochim, the Gemara says in psochim, that you should start the Seder early, in order that the children should not fall asleep. So he went home early on Erev Pesach, in order to be able to start the Seder on time. The Erev Yom Kippurim, Shetzorach lechem abayd yoyim. You have to eat. There's a mitzvah to eat an erev Yom Kippur. So to nakayim this mitzvah, he used to leave the Beis HaMedrash early to go home to eat. Now v'kach hoyer Rebbe Lezer talmidov noyik achrov. Hey, the Talmud Rebbe Lezer took after his Rebbe in these protim. So therefore, like we said before, the mice before, he never said over halacha that he did not hear from his Rebbe. So that's why when he went to this place, and they asked him 30 halachas nilchasukah, he only answered 12 of them, because that's what he heard from his Rebbe. And the other ones, when they started to ask him, you know, why don't you say anyway, he said, oh, well, this is my midah, I took after my Rebbe, but I never say anything unless I heard it from my Rebbe. Tana Rabbonin, Shemoyna Talmidim, Shemoynim, Talmidim Hoyle Lehil Azokin. Hil Azokin had 80 big Talmidim. Shloishim Mehem, Ruyim Shatishra Layim Shchina Kamosha. 30, Kamosha Rabbeinu. 30 of them was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, that they should have the Shechina the same way it was by Moshe Rabbeinu. And 30 of them, they weren't as great as Moshe, that I call upon my next, like Yeshua, that the son should have stood up for them also. And 20 of them were Beinonim. Now, Godeshev Kulam, the greatest one of Hillel Tamidim, was Yonatan ben Uzziel. And caught in Shevakulim Rav Yechonim and Zakkai. That's the mice we had before. That's Rav Yechonim and Zakkai. It is Omru Allah about Rav Yechonim and Zakkai. They said about Rav Yechonim and Zakkai that Shlohiniach Mikra. He didn't revolve any Chumish
lo Mishnah, any Mishnayasin. So Rashi says Mishnah means could gain Mishnah Braisa Shel Shishis Adorim. All the Shishis Sidra Mishnah, he knew all the Mishnayasin and the Braises. Gemara, he knew all the Gemaras. Rashi says, what's Gemara? Zuhi Svaras Shoyo Atenoyim Achroinim Adaktikim Medivri Rishonim. This is the reasoning that the later Tanoim answered about the first Tanoim. Hasdumin Lafarshim, that the first one said things they didn't understand them, so the later ones came to explain it. Volitain them tam, to give an explanation. Kemoishosu hamaroyim achra Tanoim, shepirshu divri Tanoim shlefneim. Like an old Gemara. The Gemara is explaining what the Tanoim said. The Gemara of Amaroyim, the later generation, they're explaining the Tanoim the way it was learned in the Mishnah. The Kovu v'hem Gemara. The Kaveits call it Gemara. The Yosef Diyashiv me Atanoim Nikra Shas. And even the Shas Atanoim also, they were Madayik to explain the Mishnayasin, so that was called Shas. So Yechon Matzaka didn't leave over any Gemara. Halachas, you know all the halachas. Rashi says halachal Moshe Mitzinai. Hagoyin good, v'lovud, v'doifin akuma, shiurin, chatzitzin, nechitzin, esnatiyos, arovav, nisachamayim. These are all the things that talks about in Masech Tesukah. These are all called halachal Moshe Mitzinai. It doesn't say it in the Torah, but it was just learned by Moshe Rabbeinu by Hasinai. The halachas are good and loved, and chatzitz and mechitzah we had before. And that's in the tzitzit that we'll have later on. Bite of the agodis, you knew all the agodis you learned. Digduke Torah, he was medaktik in the Torah. So Rashi says, it means ribui oisiyos. There's an extra ois in the Torah. Shebehem lidrus, that from this we come to darshan. Vem ribuyinum yutin, hegoinu ezrach, loitzi hanoshim. It says an extra hey. It could have just said Ezrach. And it says Ho Ezrach. The Torah says an extra hey. That's called Dikduke Torah. We learn out things from the extra oisius in the Torah. So we knew every single ois in the Torah had a dashen from it. The Dikduke Sofim. He knew even what the Chomim later, the Rabbonin, added on to the Torah. Shrash Dikduke Sofim. Shosifu Ladagdek Acha Maisabrias. Olahachmir Velasa Siyag. The Chachamim themselves, after the Torah, they came to look what the people need, and they made special gzeiros in order that the people should be mekayim the Torah. For you have nayim the Torah, like a handle to the Torah. The gozru gzeiros harcha gesodim in avera. They made certain gzeiros to keep us away from not to do averas. For the kavosi bebchoris, ger habol kabel Torah. Olog chutz midav rechon ein mekabel ma'oisai. If a ger wants to be megayir, but does not want to be mekabel kol Torah kulam. He wants to leave over something, it's no good. And the Yosi Yomer, Afilu Dikto Kecho Medikto Gesayfrim. Even if one Chumer Medrabonin, he doesn't want to accept upon himself, that's not called a good Ger. He can't be Mazgaya. So that's called Dikto Gesayfrim. Vaita Kalim Vachamurim Hinu. So Rashi says, Devorim Halamedim Mikal Vachoyma. Shenitnu Lodim Yatzmoy. Lachol Lodim Vlai Pirish Klum Misinai. This wasn't said by Hasinai. This is what Talmid Chachomim have a right to dashim by themselves. So he knew every single kal v'choymer. Ul gzeira shavus, another type of a learning out, one from the other, gzeira shava. Tekufois, he knew as Rashi cheshbon, hilacham olavoyna, he knew how the sun was going, how the moon was traveling. Ul gematrius, he knew all the gematrius. Rashi, devor malameidim beloshin gematria. Certain things we learn by the gematria, adding it up. Kegoin, shesach, bavel, baat, basha, kastim, lav, kami, different ways of making gematrius. The chain linion minion hoistius is going stam nazirus leishim yoin. How do we know stam nazirus is 30 days? Mikodesh yia. So dashin yia is the gematria leishim evi. So learn now things from gematria. Yia yud hei is 30. That's how we know that stam nazirus is 30 days. So you knew all the gematrias of the Torah. Sichas malchei hashoros. You knew how to talk. How the malchei hashoros were talking. Rashi on sichas shedim v'sichas tekolim. He knew how the trees. The deck of the palm trees were talking. So Rashi said, Le'adana Mahi. Rashi doesn't know exactly what that means. Sichas tekolim. It doesn't mean talking with the palm trees. Right, the Mishola is Kofsin. He knew how to make the Misholim, the parables of the Kofsin, that the people that the washers, or Mishola Shualim, of the fox. So right, this was a Chochmah they used to have then. Rashi says, Mishola is Kofsin, or Mishola Shualim. Sheyostu Kadmein, the Kamoidim made certain parables that the fox would use. When they gave Techocha, they told him, they didn't say it out straight, they said it in a parable, like in a moshel, in an example. So all these types of Chochma he also knew. Something big and something small.
Dov gold, what does it mean to know the big things? That's Maisa Makova. You know exactly what's doing in the Shemayim. Maisa Makova means the whole hillach, how it works upstairs in the Shemayim. Dov Akotin, what's called the small thing? Havayis Abayev Rava. That's what we have now, Gemara now, that Abay and Rav, yes, Kash is one to the other. And the Gemara blies by Teiku, that's all he knew also. Shrashi Koli Boyi, Lahula Abayev Rav, all the questions that Abayev Rav has now in our Gemaras, have him a Safkalu. Now Abayev Rav has a Suffolk, is in doubt what the Pshad is. Uvakulam Nosan Esliboy, Venosan Behem Tam, Uvimeham Aroyim Mishtaku. Hez of Yechim Mitzaka, his times, he knew the answers to all these questions. But later on they forgot them, and when Abayev Rava came, they again asked the question over again. But Rav Yochanan and Mezakeh before this knew all the answers to the questions of Abayev Rava. L'kayim ha-shenema, to mekayim what the Pasuk says, l'ham chel oyev ha-yesh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over to us the Yerusha, oyev to the people he loves, yesh, it's a tremendous thing. V'yotzoseim ha-malei, I'll fill up their oytzois, their warehouses I'll fill up. Notice here, he filled up the wealth of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. He gave him a tremendous amount of chochmah in Torah. So the Gemara v'chi meyachas shekotin shebekulo and kach. If this is what Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai knew, he knew so much. Is godos shebekulo alachas kama v'kama upon Rav Yochanan Yonasan ben Oziel? He was the greatest one, of course. How much Torah he knew? And Omru all of it was said about Al Yonasan ben Oziel, about the biggest Talmud, that b'shor sheyoshev oisik v'torah, at the time he was sitting and learning Torah, is called oif. Any bird that was flying above him was burnt. So Rashi says, Nisraf, Shoyamalachi Hashoris Mitzkabtsim Sriva, Lishmoya Divretermipiv. As the Malachi Hashoris used to come on top of him to hear his Torah. And they were Moli Faya, so therefore any bird on top of them would also be burnt up. Today's verse is a little bit different. Today says, Kolefa Farech, Today says, Shadvorim Samechim Kinesinosim. He was learning Torah with such simcha the same way he was given by Hasinai. And the Sinai shenitnu Torah beish. The Torah at Hasinai was given with fire. O kinyin zeh matzina b'medrash. Same thing in the Medrash also. So in Tzadikim, learned Torah, they learned with such simcha, it was mamish like Kabbalah Satorah by Hasinai, that there was an age coming out of them. So that was the greatness about Yonasan ben Oziel. He was the greatest Talmud. But the Gemara doesn't say, alachas kama v'kama, how great Hillel was. Hillel Azok, and he was the Rebbe of all these Talmidim. If somebody has his head and most of his body was inside a sukkah, this is talking about even if you have a big sukkah. But your shulchan, your table is inside your house. In other words, your sukkah is right outside your house, and the table is still inside your house. You have the food there, so you take the food from the table and eat it when your body is in the sukkah. Is beishamai poislin? Beishamai says it's poslin mit rabbonin. Exeru, you'll go and sit where your table is inside. So, Madrabonin, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. This we spoke about in the first Omid, that some Shitas learned that Midiraisa says there that Midiraisa, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. The Rabbonin have a right to say that it's not called the Sukkah, that now even Midiraisa, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah reader. Well, Beisilu Machshir, Beisilu says no, it's kosher. He doesn't make Exeru, maybe you go after your table. Right now, your body, robe of your body, is in the Sukkah. That's where you're eating, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Omru lehem Beisilu Beishamai. So Beisilu told to Beishamai, Loikach hoya maisa, didn't it once happen a story that Sheholchu ziknei Beishamai v'ziknei Beisilu levakir as Abyechinin Beishachunis? It once happened that the elders of Beishamai and Beisilu together went to visit Abyechinin Beishachunis. Well, it was Sukkah's time. They found Rabbi Yochanan that he was sitting inside the sukkah, most of his body and his head was in the sukkah, but his shulchan on the table was inside the house. That's the way they found him. And nobody, even the ziknei b'shamah, didn't tell him anything. So that's Basil's raya. It's a raya to us that you could be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. That's why nobody told Rabbi Yochanan anything. Omru lem b'shamah, b'shamah said back to Rabbi Yisilu, no. Misham raya, from there you wanted it being approved to you, halacha. Afeim omru loy. No, they also answered back to Rabbi Yechanan, that b'shamah told him, im kein hoyisin loyg, if this is the way you always acted, on Sukkis, you always ate with your shulchan, your tables inside your house, you should know, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkim yamecha. You were never mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So it's like a stark reloshim in the Mishkas. Mashma Tosha says, that like kiyamta, you were not mekayim the mitzvah at all. Even with the raisa, you're not mekayim the mitzvah.
even though really midiraisa you are mekayim the mitzvah, because you're in a big sukkah and your body you're eating in the sukkah. But since Beis Shammai midrabbanan made a gzeira to say that after shulchan, if your table is inside the house, there's a gzeira now that maybe you go after your table and eat inside the house. Midrabbanan Beis Shammai said you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and the rabbanan have a right to say now the sukkah is not called the sukkah. So now even midiraisa, like the lashon of the Mishnah is lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah yamecha, you should know you are not mekayim the mitzvah at all. And Allah is like Beis Shammai Taka, that you're not supposed to have your table inside your house. Right, Mishnah says, Noshim women, v'yavodim and slaves, and Eved Kenani, u'ketanim and children, is pturu min ha-sukkah. They are potter from eating in the sukkah. Now, kotin she'en ha-sarach limoy, what about a child that's old enough, he does not need his mother, then chayiv the sukkah. Has as mitzvah chinuch, there's a chayiv for the kid to eat inside the sukkah. There's a chayiv upon the father to mechanech his child that he should eat inside the sukkah. Maisa, what's happened in the story? The Yolde Kalosa Shoshama Yazokin, that Shama Yazokin's daughter-in-law gave birth. Or right away, Yopiches Esamaziva, the Sichach Agabe Hamito Bishvokotin, that in the room where she gave birth, right afterwards, they had the baby there, it was 1 or 2 days old, and it was Sukkis, so they knocked down the roof on top, and they, or Piches Esamaziva, they made a hole in the roof, the Sichach Agabe Hamito, and they put Schach on top of the bed. In order that the kid should be eaten in the sukkah. So even though the mother is potter in a sukkah, but because of the kid, Mustam was a boy, so they wanted to make the mitzvah sukkah, they made the sukkah on top of the mother's bed. So the Gemara is going to ask, who wrote the Meister Lister? The Gemara initially just said that a cotton is potter in a sukkah. Only when he's so old, he doesn't need his mother. Neil Achur is 1 day old, he still needs his mother, so why did they make the sukkah? The Gemara will talk about it. So the Gemara, Minohanimili, how do we know this first Yisoid? Well, not the first Yisrael, that we had read in the Gemara before, that the Gemara before was Mazda, this first Machlokes, about where the Shulchan could be. That Beis Shammai makes a Gzeira, we're afraid that if your Shulchan is inside the house, you're going to go after your Shulchan, you'll end up eating inside, definitely not Mekayim the Mitzvah. How do we know the next Halacha, though? That Noshim and Avodim Apotah for Mitzvah Sukkah. Mino Animili. The Tana Rabbonim. The Pasuk says, Ezrach. It says, Kol Ezrach be Yisrael Yeshve Basukkis. Is Ezrach the Ezrach? Poshida means a man. A man has a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. But the pasuk says, ho ezrach. Doesn't just say ezrach, it says an extra hey. It says, kol ho ezrach. Is lohoitzi yasem noshim. To teach us that women do not have to eat in the sukkah. So v'ker, stam ezrach will be mashma both, men and women. Now that it says, ho ezrach, mashma the one special one, only the men and not the women. Kol, why does it say kol ezrach? L'rabes asaktanim. That even the cotton also has a chiyuv tefillin in the sukkah. So Poshut that let us have a mina is mamash a chiyuv midiraisa. With asking the postik that there's a mitzvah chinuch midiraisa to let your kid eat in the sukkah. Rashi ho Ezrach bivnei Yisrael yeshu basukis is Ezrach ze Ezrach ihevik did Ezrach have mashma kol toidus Yisrael noshim v'noshim. Stam Ezrach means any population of Klal Yisrael, men and women. Now it says ksiv ho Ezrach. Miyumin Sheb Ezrachim, the special people of the population, Loitzi Yasanoshim, that women are potter, only men are chayif. That's Pshana Mishnah. Shadi Gemara, now, Omamar, what did you just say? Ho Ezrach Loitzi Yasanoshim, since it's an extra, hey, ho Ezrach. It tells women are potter, Lameimro, you want to tell me, the Ezrach, Dei Noshim, Dei Gavri Mashma. If it would have just said the word Ezrach, call Ezrach be Yisrael, Yeshu Basukais, call Ezrach be Yisrael, Yeshu Basukais, it would have meant both men and women. That's what's mashed the word Ezrach. For the more of a tiny, we learn not like that. For Ezrach, l'rabbi says anoshim. It says, for Ezrach, teach us even noshim amachliyiv in inui of Yom Kippur. And for Ezrachis, shechayoviz binui. That even women are also machliyiv in inui fasting on Yom Kippur. To see from the word Ezrach alone would only mean men. It says, for Ezrach, teach us even women also have a chiyiv inui to fast on Yom Kippur. So it's a theory the way we're dashing here. Here by sukkah we're saying Ezrach means both, and ho Ezrach means only men, not women. And there by inu, by Yom Kippur, we're saying just the opposite. The Rashi says, Dino Yom Kippurim Nechtiv, Ta'anu Es Natrasechem, V'cho Moloch Olei Sasu, ho Ezrach V'yager. It also says, it says ho Ezrach. Alma Heid Rebu Yosu, and there it's coming to include even women also after fast on Yom Kippur. So Alma, what do you see? Ezrach Gavri Mashma. If we would have just said the word Ezrach by Yom Kippur, I would say Ezrach means only men. Therefore, the Torah says, Ho Ezrach, even women. So the stira by Sukkah was saying Ezrach means women are potter, and by Yom Kippur was saying Ezrach means women are chayit to fast. So my answer is like this: Omar Rabba, Hilchos Seninu. Both these halachas are really halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. This is not the place we were learning it out from to say that an isha is potter in a Sukkah, or to say an isha is chayiv in Inu on Yom Kippur. This is not where we were learning it out from. The Ikara, these things are halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. These are. No, the Asamchinu Rabbanu Nakroi. The Rabbanu just made an asmachta. From this pasuk, it's an asmachta to what we're saying. And Rashi says, Hanach trei milin lekele midrashinu, letavayu mikroa. You can't make both drushes. They're stiris. Elamai, it's halacha. And the other one's tam and asmachta. Fred the Gemara now, hai kroa, vai hilchasa. Which one is the kroa and which one is halacha only? Vesu, kroa lomali, hilchasa lomali. Like a monoshach. If you have halacha lomashim sin, you don't need a pasuk. And if you have a pasuk, you don't need a halacha l'mashim Sinai. So what's going on here? Like, you're telling me now, one's halacha and one's a kroa. Like, what do we need both for? If it's halacha, you don't need a pasuk. If it's a pasuk, you don't need halacha. Here is a lomeli. So the Mara says like this now. Ha'asuka, v'su kroa lomeli, and hilkos a lomeli. Stam, I don't need a pasuk, I don't need a halacha. Either one of them I don't need. L'chura by sukkis. Ha'asuka, mitzvah, saseh, shazaman, groma. By Sukkah, really, we know it's the mitzvah saseh shezman groma. Comes out once a year, the Yom Tov Sukkis. For chol mitzvah saseh shezman groma, anytime you have mitzvah saseh, that it depends upon a special time, the klal is noshim apturas. So that's how I know when Isha is potter from the mitzvah Sukkah. And by the Yom Kippurim, how do I know by Yom Kippur, Isha has the chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur, she's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Not because halacha, not because it's hezrach, no, the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. I learned it out from the Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Halacha. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. V'chein Tona Dever Rav Yishmael. Omar Kroa, the Pasuk says, Ish or Isha. Says there about Chatis, about they do an Avera, they have to bring a Korban. They have to bring. Says Ish or Isha. So we dash in, Hish for HaKosev Ish, Ish or Ish. The Torah puts together a women